Well, as we continue through this Easter season, perhaps you look back and you think about the beautiful choirs that sang during that Easter liturgy. And for composers of the Renaissance period, they were often asked to create beautiful pieces, and they worked so hard to use their talents to glorify God. Host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross, is with us today because he has picked out a beautiful Mass. A Mass as beautiful as a peacock, and he's joining us today to give us a preview. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, I have thought of the Mass in many beautiful ways, and we do our best to create liturgy that is worthy of God. But somehow, I have never connected a peacock and the beauty of the Mass. However, the composer for this week's Glory of the Mass most definitely saw the beauty in the Mass and the beauty of a peacock.
Yes, Jakob Obrecht is a composer. He flourished in the second half of the 15th century, that is 1450 to 1500, around there. And he saw in the peacock's tail, when it spread out, as those little jewel notes in it as well, and he saw that as a symbol of the Virgin Mary.
So really?
He wrote his Mass, which is called the Missa Pfauenschwanz. A Pfau, P-F-A-U, is German for peacock. Schwanz is the word for tail.
So the Peacock's Tail Mass.
That's right.
That's wonderful. So we've learned a lot about composers, and they write original music, and then sometimes they take popular music and then create it for the Mass. In this particular piece, was Obrecht, writing original music, or was there a popular song about a peacock that he brought in to make a parody Mass for us?
No, he did not write a parody Mass here. He wrote the music himself originally.
Okay.
Didn't base his Mass on someone else's music.
Okay. And so when they write these pieces, are they writing? Remember, we talk about the different parts of the Mass. So when we listen to this, we'll call it the Peacock Mass, are we listening to the music for this specific week of the year? Or is this all of those regular parts of the Mass, like the Gloria and the Agnus Dei and those types?
Yes. The Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei are the five regular parts of the Mass Ordinary. And this Mass has all of those in it, and it could be used at any time of year.
Oh, I love it. Now, oftentimes when we have these beautiful Masses, you highlight a special composer. In this case, it is Obrecht. But did you add any additional music this week that we're going to hear in this week's episode?
No. We're going to hear all Obrecht's music. The Mass, of course, has its five movements, but then we're hearing one, two, three, four motets and a song, all of them by Obrecht.
Okay, so now this is interesting. So now I'm going to ask, so we are having the Mass, the motet, and a song. What makes this something not any of those other pieces, but simply a song?
The song is based on Ave Maris Stella, but it's not sung. It's just played on instruments.
Oh.
A short piece at the very end of the program, but a very nice one, played on His Majesty's sackbuts and cornets. Sackbuts are early trombones.
Oh, and that beautiful title of Our Lady, Ave Maris Stella.
Yes.
Mary, Star of the Sea.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. If you are just tuning in, Terry Ross is joining us today. He is host of the show Glory of the Mass, and he just brings forward such a beautiful appreciation for sacred liturgical music. Okay, Terry, as we always do, we highlight a piece of music from this week's episode. And this week, just like all the songs, they are from Obrecht. What are we going to listen to today?
We're going to hear a motet he wrote called Hec Deum Caeli, means the God of Heaven. And the performers here are a very important ensemble in early music. They're one of the pioneering performers of early music, people playing music on early instruments and trying to sing in the style of an earlier time, a group called the Early Music Consort from England.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can pick out some of those characteristics that they are trying to achieve. All right, Terry, that is incredible. Now, of course, the first question I'm going to ask you, as I often do, because I can never pick it out, but is this an all-men's choir?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember. I think the early music concert had a woman or two in it, but it may not have.
It just goes to show how beautiful our voices can be, that when they are all sung together, it's just the perfect sounding choir. All right. So tell us a little bit about the choir and how it uses elements to give it kind of that old English sound.
Well, what they do is they use a lot of ornamentation. You heard a lot of, just in that little piece, you heard a lot of, with,
okay.
Where instead of just singing one note, they sing a bunch of notes around it every time, which means that the music sounds much more busy than okay. It otherwise would have sounded. That's part of the instrumental tradition because it was easy to do that on flutes and things like that.
I see. And then with this particular choir, I'd have to think back and point out for me, were they all singing the same words at the same time? Because it's hard to tell with that kind of vocalization.
No, they weren't.
They were all singing different parts also.
Yes, and there's only one on a part in the early music concert, one person per part. So there's one soprano, or maybe two sopranos, but they sing different parts. An alto, a tenor, and a bass. But it's a very small choir, you know.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Wow, well, it may be a small choir, but the sound is nothing that is small. It is full and rich, and more about what you will hear on this week's The Glory of the Mass. As always, Terry, a wonderful opportunity to talk with you today and remind our listeners this weekend when they can listen to Glory of the Mass live on Mater Dei Radio.
Saturday at 4, and the same show comes on again Sunday at 2.
Perfect. What a wonderful way to prepare for the weekend liturgy. You can listen to The Glory of the Mass with the whole family.
Yeah.
Terry, it's always wonderful to talk with you today.
Thanks, Brenda.
And that is Terry Ross. You are getting a preview for The Glory of the Mass, episode 242. And you'll see the full playlist of this week's show if you go to materdeiradio.com.